Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm reviewing, just briefly, the voice of a man who's become quite a bit of a YouTube legend, and he's a famous entrepreneur and someone who works with people on performance coaching and life coaching, and does, you know, similar stuff to myself, but more towards money. I think generally his whole idea, and the name Jason Capital, is about creating more wealth in people's lives. And so he also covers confidence and some of the things I do too. And I wanted to review his voice because it was recommended to me and I'd never heard of the guy before until recently. So I thought it was interesting. I thought there was things because he's not, you know, an actor, as I've covered many of. And he's someone who's in the public eye and he's someone who does a lot of speaking. So he's worth looking at, right? And so let's take a look at Jason Capital.
Let me ask you a question. When you're alone in your room, doors closed, no one's in there, no one could come in there, you're by yourself, do you feel authentic, yes or no?
Yes.
So you know how to be authentic, true or false?
Yes.
It's not you, it's other people, isn't it?
Yes.
Who else feels this way also and agrees with what I just said? Good. So it's not that, it's not you, it's them. It's the environment, right? But it is you. The true test of character isn't I'm who I want to be when I'm by myself. It's I am who I want to be. Period. Right? So when you are you at home, and then when you go out with your friends or you're at school and you're with them, you're lying to them, aren't you?
Now, Jason Capital has a very warm and rich voice. He's someone who's he looks and sounds a little bit like, you know, I'm not from the States, I grew up in the UK and I live in Finland now. But I mean, some people that generally carry his body language and kind of talk the way he does, you know, it sounds like an East Coast accent to me. It's a, kind of a little bit harder and it's not so soft like, you know, you get on more Southern or West Coast of the States. So he's kind of a little bit forceful and a little bit pushy. And being from London myself, people consider my voice sometimes when it's, you know, at its height of, you know, my own accent, can be sound quite forceful and pushy as well. And so it's interesting where he comes across like a bit beefy and a little bit alpha and a little bit forward, but I don't necessarily think he is. I think he's developed that as a skill to help him promote the, you know, the things he's, you know, talking about, and to help others with their confidence. He's exuded and he's developed this character for himself, and his voice is relaxed. And this is the thing, it is, again, it goes over everything. People with good voices are generally got good voices because of their physical relaxation. He's comfortable in his own skin. He's a big guy, he's clearly done a bit of working out, but he's relaxed with it. So maybe, I'm not sure if he's taken voice coaching, I'd be interested to find out that. But let's talk about what we can learn from his voice now.
Let me ask you a question. When you're alone in your room, doors closed, no one's in there, no one could come in there, you're by yourself, do you feel authentic, yes or no?
Yes.
So you know how to be authentic, true or false?
He does rush the beginning of his sentences a little, and he starts off quick and slows down.
The true test of character isn't I'm who I want to be when I'm by myself.
True test of character.
The true test of character.
I understand this because this is something that I tend to do naturally myself as well. And it's because I think where I used to mumble years ago, I realized that I was trying to get to the end of sentences too fast. And on my journey to kind of slowing down and learning how to control that more to get the purpose of the sentence across, I realized that it's the end of the sentence that generally holds the bulk of the information. So I would stop trying to get to the end, but I would always speed through the first bit. And so as I was learning, I realized I was jumping over the first couple of words, which meant that people weren't necessarily, they were kind of missing the first bit. And as I was clearly saying the last part of each sentence or phrase, the first bit people were still trying to work out and listen to. So it wasn't that I wasn't articulating the parts of the sentence or speech that were important. It was more that I was not waiting for people to catch up listening to me. So my brain wasn't necessarily moving faster than my speech, but it was moving faster than my speech could allow others to listen to me. So it's considering your audience. Now, Jason's using a microphone in this scene, so that helps. If he didn't have a microphone and it was live in a room where articulation and projection would be more necessary, then he would have to slow down the beginning. Because if you speed through the first part of your sentence, people are still trying to catch up with what you said as you're finishing off and getting to the point. And he does this a little bit. It's a little bit of a bad habit with him. But, and also I know that, like myself, he's probably come from a place where he was hurting and he wasn't doing so well in his life. And he kind of learned and trained to become better. And now he's helping other people like myself. So it's a similar journey. And there's still a slight, I think he feels a bit vulnerable. And maybe when this guy is in front of an audience, which he is here, because usually he's got his own show. When he's in front of an audience, I think that vulnerability is kind of, it's not tripping him up, but showing us that he is human and he is vulnerable. And that at one point he was much more insecure about himself. And that kind of comes back up to the surface in front of other people. And I'm not necessarily talking about his voice so much, I know, and what, you know, his vocal traits are, but this review is to help you. It's not really necessarily about just Jason. But it's like the key things that I want you, my subscribers, to take from this is that everyone, even myself, even Jason Capital, people that help others are human. We also feel vulnerable. We also feel, you know, that in different situations we might be out of our depth. And like even him and even I, in certain situations, especially live, with these feelings of vulnerability, can rush ahead. And we can try to get to the end of sentences and forget that we are in front of a live audience and that it works differently and that we feel differently and people feel differently. So look, no one's perfect. I know there's some of you out there who have told me personally that people don't understand what you're saying. Maybe it's that you're mumbling or speaking too fast. And a lot of people start believing this about themselves and thinking that's part of who they are. But no, you have a choice. You can choose how to speak. You can slow down. And like I've said this so many times, it's becoming a bit of a joke now. It's all about the breath. If you can relax your belly and drop down into your breath, you can think clearer, you can slow down, and you can begin to allow the thoughts in your head to calculate at a pace which is more congruous with the message you want to send to your audience. And the point of this whole video is I want you to start considering who you're speaking to and less about how you're speaking. And as you're speaking to someone else, just the only thing I want you to consider about yourself is to relax your belly, unlock your knees, and consider how you want to affect the person you're speaking to. This is going to help you slow down the beginning of your sentences. This is going to help you think and calculate more. You're going to feel more vulnerable, and you're going to want to rush ahead. But just come back to the breath, relax, slow down. And you have to make a conscious effort to try to do this. And the more consciously you catch yourself out speeding forward, the quicker you will stop doing it because you will tell yourself, no, that's wrong. Start again. Don't worry. Don't beat yourself up if you do get it wrong. Just stop, slow down, take a breath, and recreate a new pace for yourself. And so that is what we can learn from Jason Capital, is the fact that he, like myself, like all of us, aren't perfect. He's got a great voice and you can still understand what he's saying, but it's this tendency to want to rush, to want to get to the end of a sentence or to speed up through something because of habit. That can make us feel bad because we know people can't understand us. And so to feel more comfortable, all you have to do is breathe. I hope that's been useful to you. I hope that can somehow help you understand how you can communicate better with other people. And I will see you in the next video. My name's Darren McStay. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell, and up till now I've been telling them real badly. So I hate myself and all my faults, because the one thing time won't heal, the loss of days gone.